Hey, look it. It's us again. What a surprise.
We're here and we're tired. We were at the fucking club last night.
Yeah, they had the Halloween edition of Memento Mori.
It was all right. It's kind of dead, but...
Well, it was kind of short notice, too. Right. Like, because we had one, they usually just do it once a month, and they did one, like, at the beginning of the month, which was, like, the first one that we'd had for, like, 6 months or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I just, like, a day or two before, they were just kind of like, hey, we're doing one for Halloween week, too, so...
Yeah.
So we ended up going.
You can't get up to the DJ booth. They got that shit fucking walled off. They don't want you up there anymore.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have a word with
it. It's like, quit breathing on everybody. Yeah. God damn it.
I have fucking...
You're fucking cooties.
Yeah. Well, if you're that worried about it, just stay the fuck home. Go the fuck to sleep. We were talking about go the fuck to sleep last night.
We were, yeah, that children's book.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yeah, because I had, that was like several years ago that came out, because Samuel L. Jackson was like reading it. It just made me so happy that like somebody actually wrote a children's book called Go the Fuck to Sleep, because they were just like over it.
This is mostly lemonade.
This is very funny, you
this
guys.
This is lemonade with fucking apple juice and just like a tad of grape juice, and taste that. That tastes just like grape juice. Tell me if you...
And it looks just like grape juice. Look at, I have to have two hands for this shit.
That's a man's cup. It's just like grape juice, huh? I multiplied the grape juice. I did some Jesus shit. Multiplied the grape juice.
Because that, you would never know that other fruit juice in it. It just tastes like grape juice.
No, I turned like a quarter of a cup of grape juice into 4 cups of fucking grape juice.
It's magic.
Yeah.
Just like Doug Henning.
I thought it was going to come out like some kind of punch, but no. I just multiplied the grape juice.
Yeah, grape juice is just like crushes all other juices all underneath.
Yeah.
That's okay. I like grape juice.
You see how everybody is.
Zach says, Tom, show Jenny that pic I just sent. I think she'll laugh at it.
I can't, man. I got to do this.
Also, we were just talking about, apropos of nothing, before we get to talking about the movie, we were talking about, how did we get started talking about toilet seats?
Because all the fucking toilet seats in the goddamn house need to be replaced. And I ordered one, all right, and through Amazon. And I tried to put that thing on there, and that fucking toilet seat was about 4 inches too fucking small. So we got fat-ass toilet seats.
That's
what
I'm saying. I was under the impression, apparently mistaken, that all toilets were like a standard size.
I thought all the same.
Yeah, you just like buy a fucking toilet seat. I mean, that's all I ever did every other place I ever lived.
No, but like the seat and the lid, it's not expensive. It's like $20.
No, I know, but it's like...
And I thought they would all be like the same size. It said like American Standard, but American Standard, that's the fucking 1930s narrow-ass fucking...
Before corn syrup.
Yeah, I put that shit on there, and I was like, I'll just put it. I just didn't even have to attach it. I just could just lay it on top there and go, that ain't going to work. The standard ones are almost totally round.
Huh.
And ours are kind of like fucking long and oval. So like you could sit on them and fucking spread your legs and shit. Like you're sitting on top of a damn rowboat. Fat people toilets.
I know. It's like,
that's what we got in here. I didn't know. I just thought it was normal.
I did too. I didn't like realize that it was any different. It's not like I go around like trying out different toilets.
Every one of them's got to be replaced, man. They're starting to fucking wrinkle, and the fucking finish of them is fucking.
We didn't put them. I mean, you know,
they've been here since we got here.
Since we got here, we've been here. What, 9 years, 10 years, something like that.
I don't know if it's the humidity or what. Air conditioning gets to them, or just time. I don't know. They don't last long, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, they're just, like, made out of fucking whatever the hell they're made out of.
And then they're all fucking, like, custom colors and shit. They're all, like, beige and fucking all that fancy shit.
Remember back in the 70s when everybody had to have, like, the fuzzy tops on there?
Yeah, and all toilets were white.
And that was it. And having the fuzzy top was a dumb idea because, you know, like, dudes
bacteria
be, like...
shit.
Well, dudes be, like, stumbling into the bathroom in the middle of the night.
Pissing on it.
I mean, I guess you could just throw it in the washing machine.
People
but...
sitting on it without any underwear on, that fucking fuzz going up in the... Nasty. 70s was not a hygienic time.
It was not.
And your mom and your grandma was always hanging fucking shit like fucking pot holders from the handle on the damn fucking... On the handle of the fucking oven.
Oven.
You know, folding pretty towels on the oven. Shit get fucking greasy and dirty, you know, and everybody wiping their hands on it. Fucking get rid of that shit, man. That's
everyone
some shit
so
that that's some shit like
then.
Their grandma fucking did. Yeah, everybody's mom was like a grandma, granny mentality. They'll put out fucking little fancy shits, you know.
Little fancy shits.
Little doilies and fancy shits, you know. Shit, you just fucking throw that shit away. Get that fucking shit out of here. What is that thing? We're going to put the little glass chicken. Man, fuck the chicken. Throw that shit out of there.
Keep fucking that chicken. Grandma
had all that kind of shit. You know? My mom's into that shit. Oh, isn't that so pretty? No, get that fucking thing out of there. You know.
Fancy shits.
Little fancy shits. You know, they think that was like real high class to stuff fucking, to stuff decorations in every fucking square inch of the goddamn house. Like they're the Queen of England and
little,
shit. You
little
know,
knickknacks.
You're in a little bitty house and it's fucking stuffed full of shit. Fucking dining room and all the little service shit and the fucking dining cabinet for all the silverware and for all the fucking china for all the parties they never have. Nobody comes over to your house.
Zach said, and I was just thinking about this too. Remember fancy soap for guests you weren't allowed to use?
Yeah. Fucking, they were like little shapes. Your mom would come up with us. Yeah,
like my grandma had that too.
Little shells.
They were like
shit.
Little seashells. Yeah.
To let everybody
like
know.
Like in
that
a glass dish.
To let everybody know that you're fucking rich.
And nobody, and they're like, oh well, it's for guests, but guests would never use it because they're like, I don't think I'm supposed to use that. it's pretty. It looks
and they
like
were like fucking 50 cents. Throw that shit away. People know what I'm talking about.
They do, yeah.
I'm hitting the ground running. I'm just talking shit now. We got to do the fucking movie.
We should, yeah.
Yeah. I don't have time to talk to you.
You don't have time to talk to me. You need your old man nap. Because you're getting, you're getting cranky. I actually... he's getting fussy. We got to put him
down. I'm getting fussy, goddammit.
That's the next shirt. I'm getting fuzzy, goddammit. You can tell we're really tired because we're already just kind of like tired. Fucking going off. Shit. I think I need a nap too. But yeah, we were out. We weren't up that late.
Late, but we didn't go to bed until about maybe 2.
Yeah, it was like 1:30 or 2. And
eating
then
McDonald's on the bed, getting crumbs everywhere. I was saying, Jenny, man, you're getting fucking sesame seeds everywhere. And she's there's not that many things in it. And Pookie jumps up and tries to eat one of your french fries.
I think she ate part of one of my french fries.
Yeah.
And then I ate the rest of it because I don't care.
I had just two Big Macs. I didn't even have french fries or anything. I just go through there and fucking those dudes fucking know me too. They recognize my voice when I go through the drive through.
Yeah.
And
they're just like,
they're already
laughing.
Here's
these silly people again.
I just got two Big Macs. That was it. And I got done with one of them and I fucking left that paper box out. It had the lettuce in the bottom with the secret sauce, and Pookie goes up there and smells that shit and goes, oh no.
She always has to check, even though she comes up on my desk every single morning and has to, like, stick her little face. She doesn't stick it all the way in there, but, like, in my coffee cup.
Yeah, she's gonna know what you're doing.
And I'm like, that's coffee, Pookie. It's coffee every day.
Like, is that any good?
You don't like coffee. Because she always goes... I mean, she keeps expecting it's going to be something different, like tuna juice. I don't know what the fuck
she knows what time the show is, too, because when I got up to come in here, she goes, oh, it's showtime. She's following me. Then she gets bored while we're sitting here. She's like, okay.
Yeah, because she's like, oh, you're not talking to me. I'm fucking off. Bye. But,
she'll probably come back in here.
She probably
will. You guys still
will.
Yelling at those lights?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop it. It's like, what are you guys laughing at?
Humans are crazy.
Yeah, we are kind of from their point of view. Mark says, this movie sounds familiar. Is this the one where they buried the people in the coffin box alive? Yes, it is. At the end. Spoiler alert. Somebody says, watch Eli. I have seen that. I don't think we reviewed it, though, for some reason. I remember watching it, and I meant to review it, and then we didn't get around to it for whatever reason. But whatever. So this movie is The Houses October Built. This is also on Tubi for free if you want to, like, get into, like, the Halloween marathon. Watch along with Tom and Jenny. This came out in 2014, and it is a found footage-y mockumentary type of movie. Directorial debut of Bobby Rowe, and basically it follows, like, a group of friends who rent an RV, and they're basically going around the country trying to find, like, the most extreme haunt, and during the course of that endeavor, they seem to run into a group known as Blue Skeleton, who kind of, like, stalk them and then, like, do some fucked up shit to them at the end, and, like, you don't know if it's, like, really real or not. Now, I will say, okay, This is really interesting because, one, I thought I had seen this movie before, but then I was watching it and then I was like, okay, I've never seen this. How could that happen? I thought I watched like all the Halloween movies last year, but I guess not. So I watched it. It's like, I'm not a big found footage fan. I like mockumentaries. But so this one, I liked it, but I didn't love it. I mean, I really like the conceit, and I like that they, because this isn't one of those, like, ooh, jump scare, like, Paranormal Activity type movies. It's almost kind of like a road trip movie, and you feel like you're kind of going along with them to all these, like, haunted houses, like, around the country, like, in the Midwest and in Texas and stuff like that. And that's really cool. Like, it made me want to, you know, it made me want to, like, do a road trip like this, because it looks, like, super fun. I will say that one criticism I have of the movie is that it's kind of muddy. You can't tell what's going on a lot of the time because, like I said, it's found footage and they're like filming stuff like inside of, you know, haunted houses and stuff. So it's like really hard to see. So it's like people like popping at you and screaming and stuff. And I feel like they didn't spend enough time with the characters for you to get to know them. So when shit started going sideways at the end, you're almost, it wasn't like that you didn't care, but it was just kind of like, you know, I wish I had gotten to know them a little bit better so you could be like more invested in like what was happening to them. I did like the idea of like a weird group that run like an extreme haunt, like going to these like ridiculous lengths to like fucking find you and give you this experience, because that's how, like, they're at this one place and there's like the creepy doll girl, like the girl that's on all the posters and stuff. And they see her at the one place and it's creepy, but then like they're at another haunt like 100 miles away and they see that same girl and they're like, what the fuck is going on? So it's like these people that are like, seem to be like stalking them across the country. So I really liked that aspect of it. Now, you know what's interesting though, is that I was just gonna say, like, when I watched this movie, I was like, oh, it's fine. It's like, you know, for a found footage movie, it's good. I like the conceit. It's not scary, but it's kind of like, that's not really what it's trying to do. It's kind of like a celebration of haunt culture, and, you know, it's kind of like a road trip. Like, it's kind of like an adventure, and then there's, like, some creepy shit going on at the end. But when I looked into the background of how this movie got made, and I also watched the sequel, which is also on Tubi for free. Like, I watched that this morning, and it actually gave me a new appreciation for the first movie, because the thing about, like, there's a whole fucking story behind The Houses October Built. Like, the dude that did it, Bobby Rowe, I guess he was, like, a baseball player or something like that, but him and his friend were, like, really into horror movies, and he's like, fuck this, I want to make horror movies. So he goes to film school, and they initially got the idea to do a movie, because they're like, we want to do, like, found footage. They've started working on it, like, before found footage, like, got really, really, like, before Paranormal Activity came out and, like, you know, it was just, like, a huge explosion of them. So he wanted to do that. He wanted to explore the urban legend, which turned out to be true, which we talked about on one of our shows, of, you know, the fun houses that had, like, the real dead bodies in them, or, like, haunts that have real dead bodies in them. So he started, he's like, so they started doing, like, a screenplay about these haunts, and then they came on the idea of, it's like, let's do a road trip and we'll go to these actual haunts and, like, interview people, like, actually. And so they had a script, but a lot of it was, like, improvised. So they actually, like, hired a bunch of their friends. So they made the movie in 2011 the first time, and it screened at a bunch of you know, festivals and stuff, and people were really into it, and, like, it's like some famous people like Rob Zombie and shit. And so they ended up getting funding to remake the movie, but, like, with a bigger budget and, like, a slightly bigger crew. So they kind of, like, tweaked it a little bit, adding the blue skeleton aspect, because by then, like, the corpse thing wasn't quite as compelling. And so they basically remade the entire movie using some of the footage from the first one. So that's kind of why the first movie is sort of a little bit, the quality of it is, like, variable, because it was, like, shot at different times. But, like, listening to the guys talk about how, like, passionate they were about this project, they made this fucking movie, like, twice over, and they actually rented an RV, they actually were their own crew, they actually went around the country to all these haunts and interviewed all these people for real, like, the people that you see interviewed in there, it's totally real. And didn't really tell them what to say other than like throwing them like mention like, you know, this or that, but that's all. Like the rest of the time they just let them do whatever. So I thought that was really cool. And then when I watched the second one, which is, it had about the same budget, but it looks a lot nicer. Cause they had a drone and like, you know, shit like that. Like all the same actors came back, all the same characters came back. And basically what ends up happening in the second one, it's like it's exactly like continues from the end of the first one. Cause the first one like ends on kind of a cliffhanger. I'm not going to spoil it, but the second one like picks up right from that. And then they kind of take it in a different direction. And when you get to the end of the second one, it almost like recontextualizes the first one, like in kind of a cool way. So I will say that I actually liked the second one more than the first one, even though I seem to be alone in that opinion, because the first one like seemed to get like a really big like response. Like it sold out, like it won all kind of awards. Like it got all kind of like famous people like on board with it, wanting to produce it and everything. And then when the second one came out, I feel like it didn't really get, it got like kind of shitty reviews. And I was like, I thought that was very strange because I honestly liked the second one better. It was easier to watch because, you know, the footage wasn't so dark and like chaotic and everything. So it was easier to watch. The footage was a lot smoother, a lot nicer looking. There was a lot more, because these actors are actual friends in real life and have made this movie, you know, have been with these characters for so long and are going by their real names, there's like a, there's an easy rapport with them that they seem like real friends because they are. And so you got to spend more time with them in the second one and like actually like get a sense of their personalities and things like that. So I liked that about the second one. But a lot of people for whatever reason, like didn't like the second one. I don't know why. I thought it was cool. But like I said, seeing the second one actually made me like the first one more. And, you know, I just really like the whole story of like these indie filmmakers who are so into like these horror movies that they will just go to like amazing lengths like to make the shit.
Read Badger's comment.
What did he say? This movie is on Amazon in the UK, but under a different title. Yeah, I saw that it was called something different, like in some different countries. Houses of Halloween.
Houses of Halloween is the British title of it.
Yeah. And the second one is actually called, even though in the US it's called The Houses October Built 2, I think most other countries in the world, the second one is called Hellbent, which is the name of one of the houses that they're going to, like one of the extreme haunts that they're going to. So yeah, this does have like some different titles. But like I said, they're both in the US, they're both on Tubi for free. If you like found footage, if you like mockumentaries, and you're interested in haunt culture, which I am, because I even like documentaries about that, because I always thought it'd be like super fun to like produce one or like help put one on and stuff.
I don't like found footage movies.
I don't either, generally. Don't like
them. But this one was okay. They just don't pull me in as much as a cinema. You know what I mean?
That cinema.
What I call cinema. You know what I mean? Where there's shot composition and stuff and kind of formatted. I like it more like that. But as far as found footage goes, it was decent.
Yeah, it's a well, it's doing something different. It's not, you know what I mean? It's like I said, it's not even, it is a horror movie, but it's more like a road trip movie. Like we're going to go around and they go, and it's cool because the first one, they kind of concentrate on kind of traditional haunts, like haunted houses. The second one, I liked that they tried to change it up. Like the shit that they go around to, they did like a zombie 5K run, which was like outside, like in this big like firefighting pavilion, like with all these like broken down buildings and stuff. So that was cool. So you were like running a race, but you were trying to like get away from zombies at the same time. So they had that. They had like some hayride type of shit. They had like this big that, you know, that big zombie bar crawl they have in Minneapolis. So they used to have it every year. There was like 30,000 people there. They had like the fucking how many brains can you eat, like brain tacos or something like that. And they even got like, you know, that little Japanese guy that wins every single fucking eating event. Like he's just this tiny little, he's like 130 pounds or some shit. He's like this tiny little dude. And he wins like the Nathan's hot dogs. He can eat like all this stuff. So they got him in the movie. Like he's in there eating the brain tacos and he wins, of course. And shit like that. But it's just, I almost found, so I like that the second one like went with more like outdoor events and like more stuff that happened in the daytime so you could, like, kind of see what was going on. Because in the first one, you know, a lot of it, when you go through, like, a haunted house and they're just guerrilla filmmaking, I mean, obviously they have permission to, like, film inside there, but it's dark and you can't really see much of anything. So it's just kind of like you're stumbling around in the dark. Like, I guess, like, you're really in there. So the second one, you could see what was going on a lot better. Plus they had the drones, so they had, like, a lot more, like, smooth footage and stuff. Yeah.
Before I forget, everybody, please hit the like button. Hit the like button. Hit that thumbs up. Hit the like button.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sophie said she did a zombie haunted 5K run like that. It was outside in an orchard, though, and in the daylight. This one they did was in the daylight, too. Apparently it's a real one. It's in Perry, Georgia. And they do it on, I guess it's this huge facility that they use to train, like, firefighters and cops and stuff. So they have, like, an area that's, like, all fallen down like an earthquake. They have, like, an area that's flooded like a hurricane. They have, like, all this other kind of shit so they can go. It's like a training facility. And one day a year, in the daytime, all these people come and run a race, and you can pay a little bit extra, and they dress you up like a zombie, and you got to chase, like, all the runners and, like, try to, like, tear their flags off and stuff. Yeah. It's, like, really funny. So they had, like, some footage of that. So that was, like, really cool to see, like, I think that was the best part of these movies is, like, seeing, like, the creativity of the people that do these haunts, just the shit they come up with, like, in their houses and stuff. So in a way, that was, like, actually cooler than the story that was going on. Although I liked the story better in the second one, like I said, because it sort of recontextualized the first one. But I think a lot of people didn't like the way it recontextualized it, maybe. But I thought it was clever. Apparently, they're making another one.
I think. See everybody hitting the button. Go ahead, hit it again.
Hit it again. Hit the button. Yeah, okay. Hit the button. All right. So, do you have anything else you would like to add, Mr. Thomas?
No, I got shit. I got
about toilets or.
Man, we got it. I'll order them at the beginning of the year. Not the beginning of the year. The beginning of the month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, like, really funny because I couldn't believe that. Like, you said, oh, I ordered a new toilet seat for the bathroom, and then, like, it gets here. Like, it doesn't even.
Hernandez, like, called it. He says, yeah, the new ones were all kind of oval.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I thought that was the American standard.
I did too.
That is not the American standard. The American standard is a little bitty round thing you wouldn't want to sit on.
You have to kind of perch.
You'd be like,
over.
Yeah.
With, like, big old things of ass sticking out on either side.
I want the toilet out of Idiocracy, which is that fucking recliner. With a fucking bowl in the middle.
You would want that.
Yeah.
Do you know what? When I saw that
movie. And it was in the living room. It was in the dude's living room.
That's what I'm saying. You would put it right in front of the TV so you could just, like, sit on and play video games and stuff. You would totally do that.
No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. It was just a good idea.
You know what? Give you 5 years, I bet you will fucking do that.
Fuck off. Crazy. Yeah, in Idiocracy, though, it was in front of his flat screen in the living room. And every time he'd sit down, he'd pull his pants down, even though he wasn't going to the bathroom. He just sat up, and he'd get back up, pull his pants, and he'd pull them back down. And he had a big old fucking popcorn bucket full of nacho cheese. Remember that? He was just eating it with his fingers.
Yeah. Watching Ow My Balls.
Yeah, watching Ow My Balls. Yeah, that's fucking funny.
All right. Okay, so we're going to wrap this up so we can go take a nap, because I'm really, really, really tired. And we'll be back tomorrow talking about another Halloween movie, which I'm going to watch tonight, which I've actually seen before, but I'm going to watch it again because it's been a year or two since I've seen it. So we'll see you guys again tomorrow. Bye.